William Morrow and Harper Audio present Seduce Me at Sunrise by Lisa Kleypas. Performed by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. London, 1848. Winter. Wynne had always thought Kev Merripen was beautiful, the way an austere landscape or a wintry day could be beautiful. He was a big, striking man, uncompromising in every angle. His hair was as thick and black as a raven's wing, his brows strong and straight. Most of the time, his mouth was set with a brooding curve Wynne found irresistible. When he smiled, his face was transformed, the dark eyes sparkling, the teeth very white, and he was the handsomest man who'd ever lived. Merripen, her love, but never her lover. They had known each other since childhood, when he'd been taken in by her family. He came to Wynne's bedroom and stood at the threshold to watch as she packed a valise with personal articles from the top of her dresser. A hairbrush, a rack of pins, a handful of handkerchiefs her sister Poppy had embroidered for her. As Wynne tucked the objects into the leather bag, she was intensely aware of Merripen's motionless form. She knew what lurked beneath his stillness, because she felt the same undertow of yearning. The thought of leaving him was breaking her heart.